Josef Vitus Becker, who was born exactly 250 years ago in Karlovy Vary. It was he who invented the drink that has come to be known as Becherovka by adjusting a recipe he received from an English physician called Christian Froberg. The liqueur has since become one of the most recognized Czech exports, as Tom McEncrow has been finding out.
Whether as part of a cocktail at a rowdy bar or in a glass after an evening meal at home, millions of people across the world have at least once drunk the Czech liqueur known as Becherovka. The man credited with coming up with the recipe was Josef Vitus Becher, a Czech-German trader who came from a well-established family of businessmen and local politicians in the West Bohemian spa town of Karlovy Vary. Becher came up with the signature drink in his mid-30s. In 1805, he met English physician Christian Froberg, who was staying in Karlovy Vary, and the two established a friendship while discussing the healing strength of spices. Before he left the city, Froberg gave Becher an English recipe for a stomach liqueur. Becher worked on adjusting the drink for 2 years before he started selling it as English bitter, and later as the Karlsbader Becherspitter in 1807. It became company policy that there should be only two people alive who know the exact recipe. Speaking to Czech radio earlier this year, Becherovka plant director Tomáš Brizgal admitted that this is still the case.
Je to pravda, zrovna já i můj kolega tady Bohuslav Pich, tak jsme ti dva, kteří recepturu známe.
It is true, I and my colleague Bohuslav Pich are the two who know the recipe. It is not just a promise of secrecy, but also a contract on secrecy. We can disclose that Becherovka is made up of a mix of around 20 different herbs and spices. The herbs are predominantly from the Czech Republic and Central Europe, while the spices are predominantly from exotic countries, such as in Asia and Africa.
Samozřejmě koření jsou spíše z exotických zemí, Asie, Afrika a tak dále.
The secret is so closely guarded, in fact, that the company orders the ingredients in various numbers from a multitude of suppliers in order to confuse anyone who might want to guess the recipe from financial statements. Becherovka was already a popular drink by the time Josef Becher placed the company in his son Jan's hands. The latter would go on to establish the brand as one of the official liqueurs supplied to the Austro-Hungarian imperial court, and it became a protected brand in 1922. It is Jan's signature vouching for the quality of the product that one can still see on every bottle of Becherovka today. The plant manager revealed that there is also a reason behind the bottle's characteristic shape and color.
Oválná láhev je pro Becherovku typická od začátku.
The oval shape of the bottle is typical for Becherovka, at least since the mid-19th century. The green color of the bottle, which both protects the herbal mixture and shields the liqueur from sunlight, was established around the same time.
A myslím si, že i kdyby člověk viděl jenom stín té láhve, takže pozná, že to je Becherovka.
During the 20th century, Becherovka became one of the most successful Czechoslovak exports. In 1997, the company became part of the international liqueur giant Pernod Ricard. Becherovka is currently exported into more than 40 countries and has been doing very well in recent years, reporting record export sales last year that exceeded 3.6 million litres. According to Mr. Brzigal, the liquor profits from being easily mixable with other drinks.
That is one of the biggest advantages of Becherovka. The drink is popular among the bartender community, not just in the Czech Republic, but worldwide. The drink's characteristic sweet and bitter taste, as well as the characteristic aroma, gives them the opportunity to use it in a wide variety of drinks.
Velice ráda z ní experimentuje a vytváří i nové koktejly mimo nějakých tradičních.
Perhaps the most famous of these creations is Beton, a mix of Becherovka, tonic and lime, which was presented at the 1967 Expo International Exhibition in Montreal. For those who prefer to drink the liquor by itself, the plant manager has a tip.
Celkově je doporučovaná spíše jí pít chladnou.
It is generally recommended to drink the liqueur when it is cool, I would say at around 0 degrees Celsius. Is the ideal temperature. However, some like to drink it below freezing level, some fresh from the fridge, and some love a warm Becherovka, although they are likely in the minority. In any case, the exact temperature is up to the consumer to determine.
Tak by si měl každý spotřebitel najít sám, aby mu to co nejlépe vyhovovalo.